This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Here are Monday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. December corn, 375 and a half, down a quarter. March corn, 389 and three quarters, up one. May corn, 398 and a quarter, up one and a quarter. January soybeans, 1017, up one. March soybeans, 1024, up one and a half. May soybeans, 1030 and three quarters, up one and a half. December wheat, 606 and three quarters, up 29 and a half. March wheat, 606 and three quarters, up 28 and a quarter. May wheat, 612 and a half, up 28. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday's Grain Market Report. And just note the changes in this report are based on our report from Wednesday, November 26. Illinois country grain prices ended mixed on Monday afternoon. Concern about the Russian winter wheat crop is the major factor in the rally in wheat. And with harvest over, demand is now the driving factor in corn and soybean prices. And for now, it is stuck in neutral. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mostly steady to 2 cents lower at 340 to 368. Soybean bids lost 16 to 29 cents at 981 to 1007. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mostly 2 cents lower at 343 to 368. Soybeans down 30 to 31 cents at 989 to 1028. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids ended mixed at 350 to 374. Soybean bids dropped 30 cents at 986 to 1035. And the wheat prices gained 44 to 50 cents at 517 to 572. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were down 25 to 33 cents at 1012 to 1032. Basis ended mixed ranging from 5 under to 15 over the January. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered in a range of $419.40 to $434.40 per ton. That's down $17.20 a ton, with basis steady ranging from 35 to 50 over December. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids 3 to 5 cents lower at 372 to 388, with basis ranging from 18 to 2 under the March. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 5 to 6 higher at 370 to 378, while the corn basis ended 20 to 12 under the March. Soybeans ended 27 cents lower, ranging from 1025 to 1036, with basis 3 cents stronger at 8 to 19 over the January. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids steady at $4 to $4.01. These same elevators dropped their soybean prices 27 to 30 cents, with quotations at 1061 to 1062. Soft red winter wheat up 50 to 65 cents at 602 to 612, and the Milo sharply higher on Monday at 440 to 445. Contract bids to producers for January delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for January delivered corn range from 346 up to 370. January soybean bids range from 980 to 1009. In central Illinois, January corn bids at 352 to 375, January soybean bids at 994 to 1023, and in the southern part of the state, January corn bids range from 355 to 382, January soybean bids at 1003 to 1032, and wheat bids for June-July delivery in southern Illinois, those range from 554 up to 587. That completes our country grain report for Monday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Monday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. December live cattle, $169.95, up 92 cents. February live cattle, $170.85, up $1.62. April live cattle, $169.90, up 85 cents. January feeder cattle, $234.07, up $3. March feeder cattle, $233.20, up $3. April feeder cattle, $233.77, up $3. December lean hogs, $90.12, down 20 cents. February lean hogs, $88.92, up 70 cents. April lean hogs, $91.70, up 17 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday, December the 1st, afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 9 cents lower in the range of 76 to 87, with the weighted average carcass price of $85.25. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading $1 to $3 lower, with moderate demand for heavy offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 61 to 66, 4 to 5 weights 64 to 69, 5 to 6 weights 68 to 73, and 600 pounds and up 70 to 75. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading a dollar higher, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from $56 to $62. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 195 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $93.92, and that was 78 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses were $257.48, that was 8 cents higher, with select carcasses at $245.34, that was 51 cents lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 111,000, that compared to 115,000 last week and 116,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 431,000. Compared to 435,000 last week and 439,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. December corn delivered to Greenfield, $3.72. January corn delivered to Greenfield, $3.82. December corn delivered to Scottville, $3.63. January corn delivered to Scottville, $3.73. December and January beans delivered to Greenfield, $10.20. December and January beans delivered to Scottville, $10.20. December wheat delivered to Scottville, $5.76. Once again, their pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield is $3.72, corn at Scottville is $3.63, beans at Greenfield and Scottville are $10.20, and wheat at Scottville is $5.76. Lower grain prices are likely to lead to more falling equipment sales. Deere and Company suggested the lower prices will discourage farmers from buying equipment as farmers will have less cash to spend. Ag Professional reports Deere's sales have already taken a hit on lower corn prices, which have fallen about 11% this year so far, on top of a decline of nearly 40% last year. Add on to that the limbo status of certain tax credits, and Deere expects sales for 2015 to decline 21% in the first quarter ending January 31st. Sale of farm machinery in North America is expected to fall between 25% to 30% industry-wide next year. Deere gets more than two-thirds of its revenue from farm and turf machinery. The company has cut jobs and scaled back production of farm equipment to match demand. Deere said in August that it would lay off more than 1,000 employees at 5 U.S. plants. USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack says comments are starting to come in regarding his beef checkoff proposal. Vilsack continues to say the only reason he has proposed the secondary checkoff is for a lack of agreement by the checkoff working group.
Well, the comments are coming in. Obviously, folks are concerned. At the end of the day, this is really about an effort to try to put more resources behind marketing, research, and promotion of beef. We have, a challenge domestically from lots of competition from other sources of protein, and we have obviously tremendous export opportunities, all of which speak to the need for additional resources. And my hope would be that the industry could come together and coalesce around a single checkoff, but they haven't been able to do that over the last 3 years of discussions. My view is if we can't reach an agreement on a single checkoff, then by all means, we ought to take a look at a complimentary checkoff to ensure that we do get those resources into the system and do a better job of promotion and research and marketing.
On the other hand, Vilsack calls last week's decision by the EPA a practical announcement.
The reality is they received a lot of comments to what they proposed for 2014, and because of the extent of the comments and the extension of the comment period, we're now in a place where we might as well just wait for the end of 2014 and use actual numbers to set the responsibility for 2014. There's just a little time left in the year. And I think EPA also recognizes that because of the delay and because of the criticism associated with the delay, that they do have a responsibility to step up and perhaps accelerate their activities for 2015 and 16.
Vilsack says while this may have been a frustrating time, he believes we will see EPA trying to provide support to the industry on the RFS.
Recognizing that it is tied in some way to the amount of fuel that's being used by folks throughout the United States. And frankly, that's one of the reasons why there was some change on the part of EPA. We saw the economy improve and more people started driving more gas was being consumed. And the assumption that they used when they first formulated the 2014 numbers was no longer accurate. I think it's a good thing that they're looking at 2015 and 16. Hopefully that'll send a strong supportive message to an industry that's helping to create jobs, stabilize prices, and bring down the cost of fuel generally.
That's Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack. Agriculture students, Illinois Farm Bureau members, and their children may apply for college scholarships offered by the IAA Foundation, Illinois Farm Bureau's charitable arm. 74 scholarships, ranging from $1,000 to $7,500 per year, will be awarded in a total of $179,800 for the 2015-2016 school year. There are a variety of scholarships available, including ones for students studying crop science and pursuing a master's degree related to research. These students are eligible for the Illinois Soybean Association Crop Science Scholarships. 10 $4,000 scholarships will be awarded to junior-level majors. Recipients are then eligible for an additional $4,000 in this renewable program, providing a total of $8,000 for his or her junior and senior years of college. Also available are 25 $1,200 scholarships to students from specific Southern Illinois counties as part of the Dorothy and Wilhelmine Ratterman Memorial Scholarships. 12 Prairie Farms Dairy Scholarships are also available, each worth $2,000. These will go to patrons and employees of the company. An additional two $1,000 scholarships are available to producers affiliated with the St. Louis District Dairy Council. An additional 12 scholarships, ranging from $1,000 to $1,500, are available to students that meet certain criteria, including area of study, place of residence, previous 4-H experience, and college or university attended. Students receiving IAA Foundation scholarships who are enrolled in the Agriculture Department at Illinois State University or Southern Illinois University may be eligible for additional scholarship funds from their respective universities. This partnership furthers the IAA Foundation's effort to encourage top students to continue their education at an Illinois institution. All applicants must be high school seniors accepted for enrollment or students already enrolled at an accredited college, university, or community college. Scholarships are awarded for exceptional academic ability, leadership, and financial need. Previous winners of an IAA Foundation scholarship are eligible to apply again. A full listing of the available scholarships, eligibility guidelines, and application documents are available at the Foundation website, www.iaafoundation.org. Completed applications must be postmarked on or before February 1st. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.